I have three items and one other thing. One is the Enterprise. Roger, Allende went on national television yesterday. It was coming, and that he wanted to show the American sailors authentic democracy. Roger still feels that we ought to cancel it. And we'll take a little slack.
He's already been on television, authentic democracy. See, he shows and he's using it for the worst damn propaganda purposes.
And he had, Laird had already announced today that it would be operationally difficult. And Laird said he'll take the heat for it. No, we'll just say we'll do it some other time.
Yeah, we will. We'll be glad to do it. It'll be from an operational standpoint. We've got some various operations, very good point, but we can't do it this time. conversation is supposed to be about at the end of the day.
Good then. And I just wanted to see, he might have an answer from on the letter, but we'll have to see.
I prepared the way as a summer day. So, I know where I was. I didn't have any comments. So I didn't want to have any discussions with her. I had it. But I said, I've been thinking a great deal about this whole salt use. I might want to make a statement, or I might want to write a letter or something. And I said, if I do, I'll tell you, you're going to tell something, but I'm not going to let it in.
Okay.
Now, you see, I figured it would not be. If he doesn't come, we'll get it. My view is that we get it, and I'll get the letter, and I'll write it up. This is it. I'm going to do this on my own.
Oh, I think, Mr. President, if he doesn't come, you ought to make a public statement offering it publicly.
That's what I was thinking.
If we don't get an answer, then I would make a very forthcoming offer.
Before it's people, so that we get, I told Bill, I said, we have got, I've got to get the credit back to him for anything that happens in our school. And I said, it can't be said, it's going to be credit. I said, he's a small player and I don't trust him. I put it right to him. I said, therefore, I've got to make a statement of it. I didn't indicate a letter to whom, but he, I just said, I might want to write a letter to make a statement before the thing begins. And I will not discuss it with them, so we're all set on that. Now the polls, your court, you can go over if you can. I hope it's a letter.
That would be spectacular.
That would be great.
And that would shut up the doubts of the...
Well, how was your feeling about your State of the World coming?
I think it's gotten very respectful attention, I don't know.
I thought the Times Post editorials were lousy,
yes.
They were really pretty small potatoes. Slowly picking away at the Vietnam side, nothing new.
Well, they have the problem. They cannot give you the reputation of being thoughtful and philosophical. If Kennedy had put out such a document, Al McNamara put out a posthumous statement on defense. It was considered the greatest intellectual innovation in government. I met with a European correspondent at lunch today, and they are enthusiastic.
Brandon's
liked. He liked it. Oh,
the Europeans. The point is that, as I said, don't be disappointed in the Times you posted. It was part of the thing. You didn't expect anything from
it. Oh, no, last year the Post was worse.
Was it? And I have Max Franklin's on his one, too. But,
I didn't read that.
It wasn't bad. I read it deliberately just to see what, because I knew it was good, and I knew it deserved good treatment. But as it turned out,
Well, it's got a lot of coverage.
Enormous coverage. Yeah, that was all of us. My house and quite a bit of engines was annoyed. The average person didn't care.
They took about...
I thought Moore did well this morning.
He did that.
He did, laid it out there in his calm way. He's pretty good. I notice now that they're cutting up both.
Yeah, so I don't have any reason, I guess.
What that crisis is a matter with reason?
Well,
I
think that Laos, that the liberals are doing a slow burn. Reston called me up. I was on Calc this morning for 10 minutes, 15 minutes to give background on the report, but they, of course, I should have known that I cleared it with Alderman and Klein.
But you were online?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to talk about substance, but I should have known this couldn't work. So, of course, they immediately zinged in a substantive question, and I said that's the only one I'm going to answer, but I don't want to give the impression that I'm ducking it.
Sure.
So of course immediately Reston called me up and said, you now become the public spokesman. He said this is the most sickening administration for news management he's ever seen.
For news management?
Yeah. He said the way you're handling Laos, he said you're invading a sovereign country.
Yes.
And never even tell the foreign government, never even tell the American public. I said, you know, Scott, it's very odd that you should be so much more outraged than Suvana Fuma, that there hasn't been one word of complaint from him, and have you, I hope you write this, you're going to point out that the North Vietnamese were there 5 years before.
Well, 8 years.
Oh, 8 years before.
What did he say?
Well, he said, oh, yes, I understand, but this whole thing is just beginning. And he said,
he's really out of the wall.
They're out of the wall.
What's that name of the wall?
I think they just can't stand the thought that this might work, the thought that the war isn't ending, the thought that they have no alternative.
And the fact that the war is not ending.
And they have no alternatives to ending it.
No, the point is it is ending. This is basically the end. If anybody, if all they want about this, fail or succeed, the end is quicker. You know that.
Of course. And those four North Vietnamese divisions. I'm glad they're pulling out these South Vietnamese ones. That's what made me so crazy. I didn't believe that the airborne unit was any good. It just didn't move with those others.
They never saw it, did
they? No, they saw it, yeah.
And they said the leadership wasn't too good.
That's right. I think they're going to bleed those North Vietnamese there, and they must have raised havoc to some extent. I've got the freedom of it.
But, you know, on Reston, I really wondered if you ought to let him manage.
Well, I had been buttering him up a bit, and I had been buttering him up, and I was very tough with him.
So this is sickening administration?
How old? Sickening for news management. But he was incoherent because he accused us of the embargo. He accused us then of the press conference. He said that Laird held this week. I said, you can't be sure about
Laird.
He says, how does Ehrlichman have the right to brief Republican senators and not testify before congressional committees? And he said, Ehrlichman is briefing Republican senators, but refuses to testify before
congressional committees. Why didn't you tell him Ehrlichman briefed all the Democrats at breakfast?
And I didn't tell him, I'll call him back.
He briefed all the Democrats at breakfast, exactly the same briefing.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
And he has offered to brief all of the Democrats. He can't testify before the committees. That's the job of the Cabinet. But he's also has offered to brief the Democratic caucus. Well, he just
they're going through it. Of course, if we should pull off this...
Good luck.
This...